ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹ. பிரம்மசூத்ராஸ் சாப்டர் 3 பாதா 3 சர்வ வேதாந்த பிரத்யய அதிகரணம். சர்வ வேதாந்த பிரத்யயம் சோதனாத்ய விசேஷாத் வேதான்யேதி சேத் நைகஸ்யாமபி ஸ்வாத்யாயஸ்ய ததாத்வேன ஹி சமாசாரே அதிகாராச்ச சவவச்ச தன்னியமஹ. We have been seeing the third sutra of the third pada of third chapter, 362nd Brahma Sutra. An objection based on the statement of the Mundaka Upanishad that is explained here and also refuted. First, let us do the general analysis of this sutra. And we will see Brahma Vidya itself occurring in two different places. And the previous one is Saguna Upasana or Saguna Vidya, and here we take Brahma Vidya. And Nirguna Brahma Vidya is discussed in all the Dasha Upanishads. And this Brahma Vidya occurs in Mundaka Upanishad also. And the possible doubt from a student is whether Brahma Vidya occurring in Mundaka Upanishad is different from the Brahma Vidya occurring in other Upanishads. Mundaka Upanishad Brahma Vidya and Anya Brahma Vidya, both are same or different is the doubt. In Mundaka Upanishad, Brahma Vidya is called Akshara Vidya or Paravidya. Atha Parayaya Tadaksharam Adigamyate. Paravidya is Akshara Vidya, and whether Akshara Vidya is identical with Brahma Vidya or different from Brahma Vidya, and why should such a doubt come at all in the first place? He says, because of the unique qualification mentioned at the end of the Mundaka Upanishad for the student, which qualification is not mentioned in other Upanishads. In all other Upanishads, we see Viveka is highlighted, Vairagya, Shamadhi Shatka Sampatti, Values, Mumukshutvam. These are all strewn all over in all other Upanishads. But in Mundaka Upanishad, the last two mantras give a special qualification. And what are those mantras? In the third chapter, second section, 10th mantra and 11th mantra, they mention the qualifications for a Brahma Vidya student. Kriyavantaha, Shrotriya, Brahmanishtaha, Swayam, Juhvata, Ekarshim, Shraddhayantaha. Teshame Vaitam, Brahma Vidyam Vadetam, Shirovratam Vidivatam, Yaistuchirnam, that is the mantra, 10th mantra. A special ritual is mentioned here, namely Shirovratam. And in the 11th mantra, it is re-emphasized also. And that mantra is Tadetat Satyam Rishir Angiraha Purovacha Naitat Achirna Vrataha Adite Nama Paramarshibhyo Namaha Paramarshibhyaha. So one should not learn Brahma Vidya without doing this ritual that is mentioned in the 11th mantra just that we read. Achirana Vrataha means the one who has not performed this ritual. The ritual is called Shirovrata. That person who has not performed this ritual is not eligible for Brahma Vidya. The Vratam is called Shirovratam. This is not mentioned in any other Upanishad. Therefore, Shirovratam makes this Brahma Vidya unique. Therefore, this Brahma Vidya requires this qualification. Since the qualification is different, the subject matter must be different. That is how the Purvapakshi argues. Therefore, Akshara Vidya is different from Brahma Vidya. This is the argument of the Purvapakshi. Incidentally, we will like to know what is called the Shirovratam. One has to chant certain mantras and kindle a particular fire. And at that ritualistically kindled fire, one must place that must be placed on a pot, and the pot should be carried on the head. And they have to do some Agni Pradakshina and all that. And it is described in Veda Vrata books. And the question is whether it is true or not. Our conclusion is Brahma Vidya of other Upanishads and Arakshara Vidya of Mundaka Upanishad are one and the same. And they are not different. And we will see our argument for our conclusion. He says, this ritual is only a preparatory ritual. The Shirovratam is only a preparatory ritual. But this is a preparatory not for learning Brahma Vidya itself. Brahma Vidya is the same. And this is a preparatory ritual for learning the chanting. It is an Adhyayana Vratam, chanting Vratam, and not a Vichara Vratam for inquiry. We make a subtle difference between Veda Adhyayanam, learning of Vedas, Vedic chanting, and Veda Vichara, inquiry into the Veda Mantras. Formal learning to chant is Veda Adhyayanam, because there are so many rules of chanting and all that. So formal learning to chant the Veda Mantras is called Veda Adhyayanam, just chanting the mantra only. Many of the priests and so many people who have gone through Padashalas, they may not even know the meaning of the mantras. And without learning the meaning, there can be a problem also. This will happen because Veda Adhyayi need not do Veda Vichara. He just only learned the Veda Mantras to chant. Veda Vichara means Artha Grahana, to know the meaning. And Vyasacharya says, if you look at the Mundaka Upanishad, 11th mantra, 2nd section of 3rd chapter that we just read, it says, Naitat achirna vrataha adhite. The verb used here is adhite for adhyayanam or shabda grahanam and not for artha vichara. That is one reason for our conclusion. And the second reason is that there are books that give the preparatory ritual for Vedic Adhyayana. And there is a book called Samachara Granthaha. And Samachara is the text which deals with Atharvana Veda Adhyayana, particular to that. For Mundaka Upanishad Adhyayana, Mundaka Upanishad is in Atharvana Veda, the Samachara book mentions the Shirovratam. For that, it is clear, it is meant for Adhyayanam only and not. And no additional qualification is needed for Veda Vichara here. Hence, the Brahma Vidya mentioned here and in all other Upanishads, they should be same. Then the Purvapakshi says, you make this conclusion based on the 11th mantra of the Mundaka Upanishad. Therefore, it looks it is meant for Adhyayanam and not Vichara. The 10th mantra says that Brahma Vidya should be given to only those people who have done Shirovratam. What does that mantra say that we read? Shirovratam vidivat yestu chirnam. This means artha grahanam only. Therefore, Brahma Vidya must be unique here. For that, Veda Vyasa says, Yetam Brahma Vidyam adite is there in the mantra. So, Yetam Brahma Vidyam means Brahma Vidya revealed through this Upanishad. That's an adjective. Yetam Brahma Vidyam adjective is given there. So Brahma Vidya revealed through the Upanishadic words, also, that alone is the meaning. Brahma Vidya is one and the same. And the words are different from one Upanishad to other Upanishad. Words are not wisdom. The difference between words and wisdom is that what? Words are only Shabda Pramana. And wisdom is Pramana Janyam. It is Prama, the knowledge, the Jnanam. So word is outside and wisdom is inside. Words can be different and wisdom can be identical. Therefore, if a person wants to gain Brahma Vidya through Atharvana words, he requires Shirovratam. But the Vidya is not different from the other Vidyas. The Jnanam gained by that is not different from other Vidyas. Difference belongs to the means and difference is not there for the ends. End is what? Brahma Vidya here. Now comes the next problem. Then, are we to study the Mundaka Upanishad first to study Brahma Vidya? That is the question. Further, Vyasacharya says, even that is compulsory for whom? For the Atharvana Veda people, not for everybody. It is not meant for the people belonging to the other Vedas. According to Shastra, Yajurvedi has to study Yajurveda, which is compulsory. Rigvedi has to study Rigveda. For Yajurvedi, Prajapatim Kantrishin, Tatarpayami, Somam Kantrishin, Tatarpayami, all that thing he has to do for the rishis in Yajurveda. For Yajurvedi to chant Atharvana Veda, no vratam is required. Only for the Atharvavedi to chant Atharvana Veda, there is a vratam required. For Yajurvedi to chant Atharvana Veda, no vratam, Shura vratam is not required. Study your Veda first. Mundaka comes under Atharvana Veda, hence Shiromani Vratam is Shirovratam is Shiromani Vratam is required for Atharvana Vedis. And most people now, this Yajurvedi, Rigvedi, Samavedis, there are many people in any of these Vedas, whereas not so many Vedis are there in Atharvana Veda. If one is to study other Vedas, he should follow the rules prescribed for the study of those Vedas. The Shirovratam is compulsory for Atharvana Vedis when they want to study Brahma Vidya through Mundaka Upanishad. Fortunately, Atharvana Vedis are not so many today. And this rule is applicable for others. For this, Vyasacharya gives an example. Savavacha. This means a series of oblations have to be offered. So the scripture talks about a set of oblations to Surya Devata. And when these oblations are mentioned, in which Agni these oblations are to be offered, there is a question. The Veda talks about, Veda Karmakanda, talks about several types of fires, Agni. And the type of fire is determined by the mantra used to kindle the fire. Therefore, ritualistic fires are many. There is a Garhapatya Agni, there is a Ahavaniya Agni, Dakshina Agni, Avastaya Agni, so Avasatya Agni. So there are so many Agnis are there. Several Agnis are mentioned. And among them, there is one Agni called Ekarishihi, Ekarishi Agni, which is referred to in the Mundaka Upanishad mantra that we just read, Kriyavantaha, Shrotriya, Brahmanishtaha, Swayam Jukhvata, Ekarishim Shraddhayantaha. So it is called Ekarishihi or Ekagnihi. It is said that these savas here means oblations, are supposed to be offered to the Ekagni alone. We find in the Shastras, Ekagni is associated with Atharvana Veda only. Therefore, oblations are connected to Ekagni. And Ekagni is connected to Atharvana Veda. And oblations are to be offered by Atharvana Vedi only. In the same way, Mundaka Upanishad Dhyayanam, studying of Mundaka Upanishad mantras to recite, that is connected with Atharvana Veda only. Therefore, other people need not to do Shirovratam. Other people means other Vedis. Now let us see the word analysis. It's a long sutra. Swadhyayasya tathatvenahi samachare adhikaracha savavacha tanniyamaha. Samachare means the book of procedures. Shirovratam is indeed prescribed in that book. Tathatvena. Tathatvena means as a preliminary ritual. And swadhyayasya of the Vedic chanting only. Cha means moreover. And adhikarat, since the eligibility is specified in the Upanishad that we have to supply, Shirovratam ritual does not differentiate the Brahma Vidya. Tanniyamaha cha. And this condition that applies to followers of Atharvana Veda only, that we have to supply. Savavate means like the oblations. Savavate means like the, Sava is the name for oblation. Now let us see the significance of the words. Tathatvam. Tathatvam means here angatvam. Shirovratam is an angam. It is a compulsory condition. It is a part of the ritual. And there is no dispute in angatvam status. It is an angam. The dispute is angam of what is the question. And you think it is a part of Atmajnanam, but it is an angam of formal study of Vedic chanting only, started on first Upakarma day. Vedarambam is done during Shravani Purnima every year. Then on, Samachare, as prescribed in the Vedic chanting book of rules, especially for Atharvana Vedis. And Adhikaracha, this is mentioned in the Mundaka Upanishad itself while specifying the eligibility. So Adhyayanam requires this Vratam as per the Mundaka Upanishad. Then this Vratam means what? The Shirovrata. Then Niyamaha. This condition also is not for all the Vedis, it is only for the Atharvana Vedis. This is applicable to the Atharvana Vedis alone. For other Vedis, doing Atharvana Veda Adhyayanam, this is not applicable. But the other Vedis should do the Adhyayanam of their own Veda first, before taking up the other Veda Adhyayanam. With this, the third sutra is also over. Now let us go to the fourth sutra. Darshayati cha. Fourth sutra, third section, third chapter. And 363rd running Brahma Sutra. Here, Vyasacharya reconfirms the conclusion of what was stressed, stated in the last sutra. Shirovratham will differentiate the chanting, the rules of chanting, and not Brahma Vidya. It only will change the rules of chanting. It will not affect the Brahma Vidya proper. A mantra in Kathopanishad, first chapter, second section, 15th mantra, it proves this fact. And what does that mantra say? Sarve Vedaha Yadpadam Amananti Tamagum Sarvanicha Yadvadanti Yadichanto Brahmacharyam Charanti Tatte Padam Sangrahena Brevimi Omityetate. This is that mantra. Sarve Veda Yadpadam Amananti Tapagum Sarvani Chayadvatanti Edichanto Brahmacharyam Charanti Tatte Padam Sangrahena Bravimi Omityetate. So in this mantra, the first line only is relevant to us. Here the Kathopanishad says, all the four Vedas, Sarve Vedaha, they talk about the same Brahma Vidya only, Yadpadam Amananti. Here, Mundaka Upanishad also is included. Sarve Vedaha includes Mundaka Upanishad also. This is the general analysis. Now let us do the word analysis. Darshayati cha. It's a simple sutra with only two words. Darshayati cha. The Shruti itself reveals. Reveals what? The sameness of Brahma Vidya in all the Upanishads. Brahma Vidya is not different from Upanishad to Upanishad. Veda itself tells that the Brahma Vidya is same in all the Upanishads, Sarve Veda. And the special qualification is for the chanting only and not for Brahma Vidya itself. With this fourth sutra, the first adhikaranam is also over. Now we have established three Vidyas here. Panchagni Vidya is the same in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad and Chandogya Upanishad, we saw earlier. And we also established Prana Upasana is the same in Chandogya and Brihadaranyaka Upanishad also. And then thirdly today, Brahma Vidya is same in Mundaka Upanishad and other Upanishads also. So Panchagni Vidya, Prana Upasana and the Brahma Vidya through the Shirovratham and all that thing in Atharvana Veda. All these three Vidyas are same, both in, discussed in both many Upanishads. So in the second and the Adhikaranam, the corollary of this is revealed that we will see now. The second Adhikaranam is called Upasamharadhikaranam. It has only one sutra. Upasamharaha Arthabedatim Vidiseshavatim Samanecha. Upasamharaha Arthabedatim Vidiseshavatim Samanecha. This is the fifth sutra, third chapter, 364th running Brahma Sutra. So a deduction is made from the four preceding sutras. This sutra states the practical outcome of the discussion carried on in the first sutra. First, let us see a general analysis of this Adhikaranam with only one sutra. Here, Vyasacharya gives the corollary to the first Adhikaranam. If two upasanas are identical, the missing portion of one Veda can be used to fill up from the borrowed portion of the other Veda. Missing Chandogya portion can be borrowed from Brahadaranyaka portion. If both Upasanas are identical. So the missing portion in Brahadaranyaka can be borrowed from Chandogya. So when you add a portion, the combination of features that is called Upasamhara. The word Upasamhara we are trying to explain. When you add a portion from one Upanishad to the other Upanishad, the combination of features is called Upasamhara. If the same Panjagni Upasana is said in another Upanishad, collect all features from all Upanishads and meditate upon the Devata on the combination of all the features of all Upasanas, of all the Upanishads. So the important condition is what? The important condition is the combination of features are allowed only if the Upasanas are identical. And if not identical, such a combination cannot be taken. This is the general analysis of the Sadhikarma. Now let us see the general analysis of this one sutra. Here, Vyasacharya says that you can combine the features because in both the Upasanas, the meditating deity is the same. Prana Upasana and Panchagni Vidya, in both of them, meditating deity is same. Upasya Devata Aikyad. We combine the features. And he gives an example from Karmakanda. In the Karmakanda portion, the Agnihotra ritual is mentioned in several places. Some features are mentioned in some places and some others are mentioned in another place. But when you do Agnihotra, you must have all secondary rituals collected from all Vedas and you will have combined Agnihotra ritual. It is a compilation and not directly gathered from one portion of the Veda. Just as this, the Upasana also is a compilation from several Upasanas. This is ritual example. Now let us do the word analysis of this sutra. Upasamharaha artha abhedad, artha abhedad, vidiseshavat samanecha. Samanena, here what does it mean? In the case of the same Upasana, Upasamharaha. Upasamharaha, as I mentioned earlier, is a combination. The combination of the features mentioned elsewhere. That should be understood. And artha abhedat, since the subject matter is the same. Artha abhedat, subject matter is same. Vidhi seshavat, like the combination of the secondary rites or rituals. Sesha means the secondary rituals. Like the combination of the secondary rituals with respect to one primary ritual. Now let us see the significance of the words. Upasamharaha means combination of different features, collection of different features mentioned in different places in the Vedas. Artha Bhedat means the subject matter in the case of the Upasana portion. The subject matter is Upasya Devata. And in the case of Karmakanda, it is the ritual. In Upasana, subject matter is Upasya Devata. In the Karmakanda, in the rituals, it is the ritual is the subject matter. And artha abhedaha. Artha abheda means aikyam. Because of the oneness of the subject matter, Upasya Devata Abhedat. In both the Upasanas, the same deity is being meditated upon. Vidhi Seshavata. Karmakanda example. And here Vidhi means the primary ritual. Primary ritual of the Karmakanda portion, the Gyaga, whatever it is. And Sesha means the secondary ritual. There is a primary ritual and there is a secondary ritual. It does not have independent existence of its own. It is a secondary ritual and all connected to the primary ritual. You may have several secondary rituals connected to a Yaga, but they all will be connected to the primary ritual. And these are combined and connected to one primary ritual. This is in the Karmakanda portion. In many Yagas, these things are all very common. And Samanecha, this is applicable only when the Upasanas are identical. If the Upasanas are not identical, this will not hold. Then alone, this rule will be applicable. And the four factors, like what are the four factors I mentioned in the last class? Nature, deity, phalam, and the features, they should be identical as already mentioned in the earlier adhikarana. With this upasamhara adhikaranam, and the most important part of the third pada is also over. This is the third pada is an important factor because this is going to be used many places. The combination, upasamhara is going to be a very important factor, combining features of various upasanas. Several issues will henceforth be taken because we are going to combine, so many issues will come and all those issues will be taken in the following adhikaranas. Now let us go to the next adhikarana. Anyatattvadhikaranam, Anyatattvadhikaranam. It has got four sutras, sutra 6 to 9. Let us read sutra 6. Anyatattvam shabdhat iti chet na avisheshat. Anyatattvam shabdhat iti chet na avisheshat. Sixth sutra, third pada, third chapter, 365th running Brahma Sutra. Now we are entering the third adhikaranam. Let us first do a general introduction of this adhikaranam. And this adhikaranam has got these sutras, three sutras, and in this karanam, four sutras. And in this adhikaranam, a case is taken to show how there can be exception to the rule. First, we should always say exception to rules. And the first case study is an exception. It is prana upasana occurring in Chandogya Upanishad and Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. And in Chandogya Upanishad, in section 1.2, first chapter, second section, prana upasana is talked about. And in Brihadaranyaka, in first chapter, third section also, prana upasana is talked about. Here, prana is glorified through a story. The story of prana is what we have seen this. Prana is one organ which cannot be corrupted or polluted or sullied by anyone. It is uncorruptible, unpollutable, nitya shuddhatva. That is the glory of prana. And in this regard, a story is given where several asuras, the evil forces, rajasic and tamasic forces, all the time they attack our sense organs. And a spiritual seeker wants to keep his organs in sattvic mood all the time. And when he does so, the eyes, the ears, they are all attacked by the evil forces. When you walk in the street, so many evil forces, they are haunting you, which we call in this place as asuras. And asuras are but symbolization of the evil forces that corrupt the sense organs and its functions. Seeing what should not be seen, it corrupts the eyes. Ears hear good things, but secretly hear all the gossips and rumors also. So every jnanendriyam, they are all polluted and they do punya and papa karmas. Papa karmas are done by jnanendriyas and karmendriyas and not by prana. The prana alone is not corrupted by the asuras, and an example is given. For example, you take a clog of earth and throw the clay upon a rock for what? To destroy the rock. Your intention is to destroy a rock, and you have taken a clog of earth and you are throwing it at the rock. And instead of destroying the rock, what happens? The clog itself is destroyed into pieces. And this story enumerates, prana is unaffected by any of the evil forces that try to destroy prana. And there are some common features in both the upasanas. Prana, the upase devata, prana. And the story is same. Example is the same. This prana is to be meditated upon in association with Omkara. That is the upasana. So prana is the upase devata, the deity being meditated is prana only. The story also is same in both the Upanishads, and the example is also same. So this is meditated upon, prana is meditated upon in association with Omkara. So Omkara Sambandha, relationship with Omkara is talked about. And the conclusion is also similar. When Omkara is musically chanted in Samaveda, it has got a special name. It is called Udgita. Ud means in the raised voice, Udgita. So prana is connected with Udgita. because of Udgita Sambandha. This Upasana is called Udgita Vidya. So the Udgita Vidya is seen in Chandogya Upanishad section 1.2, first chapter, second section, and also in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, first chapter, third section, with several common features. However, there is one uncommon feature also between the Udgita Vidya mentioned in the both the Upanishads we mentioned just now. And what is the uncommon feature? The Sambandha between Prana and Omkara, the relationship between the Prana and Omkara, Pranava, the relationship is dissimilar between Chandogya version and the Brihadaranyaka version. In Brihadaranyaka version, all the organs, they try to chant the mantra Omkara. We have to remember the story. All the organs are all, they are all attacked by the asuras. So all the organs, they try to chant the mantra Omkara, and the purpose of Omkara or Udgita Ghanam is to win over the asuras or evil forces. By chanting this Om in a raised voice, they will get the power to win over the asuras. Therefore, to strengthen themselves, all organs are asked to chant Omkara. And the asuras, what they do not allow the sense organ to chant the mantra at all. Because if they chant, then they will be defeated. So they don't want them to chant. So even before getting the immunity, all the sense organs are attacked. And the evil forces, they succeed in getting over them. This is a story. The crux of the message is what? The prana is Omkara chanter. We have to understand this. Prana is Omkara chanter. And any chanter of Omkara or Udgita is called Udgatha. Actually, in all yajnas and all, we have got four people. There is a Hotar, he is the Rigveda priest. There is an Advaryu, he is an Yajurveda priest. There is a Udgatha, he is a Samaveda priest. And there is a Brahma, he is an Atharvaveda Veda priest. So the person who sings the Samaganam, Udgita chanter, is called Udgatha. And Prana is Udgatha, priest. It's a chanter. And that is the symbolism in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Whereas in Chandogya Upanishad version, Prana is not the chanter of Omkara. Prana itself presented as Omkara. Prana is not the chanter of Omkara. Prana itself presented as Omkara. So in Brahma Sutra, Prana is the priest and the chanter. In Chandogya Upanishad, Prana is the chanting. So this is the dissimilarity as against the several other similarities. So when there are many similarities, then what we should do? If you apply the principle of the first adhikaranam, since similarities are more than dissimilarities, the two upasanas must be identical. We saw it yesterday. So this will be a natural conclusion. But Vyasacharya, what does he do? He reverses the conclusion here and establishes that these two upasanas are different. The reasons he gives is also very important. The reason is that even though the similarities are high, if the similarities are at the non-essential level, and if at the essential level the dissimilarity is there, and even if the dissimilarity is only one, then that becomes powerful. Here, this dissimilar one becomes more powerful than the many dissimilarities combined. It is like one lion and 1,000 goats, let us say. In addition, we can also give many other examples. For example, we have got a chartered bus that is arranged to take many people, maybe in some picnic or some yatra, whatever it is, to another place. And all people have come at the time of departure of bus, except one person. So even after lapse of long time, the bus has not started. Here, majority people have come. According to our rule, bus must start. However, it has not started, and the missing person happens to be whom? The driver of the bus. So also in other cases also, you know, all marriage arrangements are all done, the bride is missing. The bridegroom is missing one person. So the dissimilarity is of an important nature, and hence the general rule is it cannot be applied here. And the two upasanas in our case is treated as different and not as one. So blind quantity is not enough. Both are prana upasanas only. And the nature of prana in one case and the nature of prana in the other case is different. This is the essence of this adhikaram. Now let us see the general analysis of this sutra. Anyatatvam shabdat iti chet na avisheshat. The first portion, so anyatatvam, anyatatvam shabdat iti chet. The first portion is this, the Purupaksha portion and all that thing. And the Siddhanta portion is the Chet, na viseshat, is the second portion. So first portion is Siddhanta here. And the second portion is Purupakshi. The first sutra ends with the Purupakshi refuting the Siddhanta. And the next sutra, the Siddhanta comes again and refutes the Purupakshi. And the first part of the sutra, the Siddhanta portion, it says, because of dissimilarity, Upasanas are different. That is their conclusion. As I mentioned just now, one is chanter, another is chanter, the prana. And when he talks about the dissimilarity, in one, prana is chanter of Omkara, and the other, prana is Omkara itself. So this contention is refuted in the second part of the sutra by the Purvapakshi. So this sutra is both Siddhanta and Purvapakshi, both are together. And even though the dissimilarity is there, it is only one dissimilarity only is there. The similarities are more. Hence, we should treat the upasanas as identical as we did in the first sutra. But even though the similarities are numerically large, the essential dissimilarity is more important. I am singular, but I am Advaitin. So that is kind of like that. Now, let us see the running meaning and the significance of the words. Anyatatva. Anyatatva means the difference between prana upasana of Chandogya Upanishad 1.2 and Brihadaranyaka Upanishad 1.3. That we should supply, the difference. Shabdad. Shabdad means is known from the difference in the description. This is the Siddhanta. Now, Purvapakshi refutes this by applying the general rule said in the first adhikarana that we already saw. If this is your view, he says, nah, not so. Why? Avisheshat. Because they are identical due to many similarities. This is the refutation by the Purvapakshi. Now let us see the significance of the words. Anyatatvam bedaha. It means bedaha. The difference between Chandogya Prana and Prana Upasana and Brihadaranyaka Prana Upasana. As mentioned just before, this is said by the Siddhanta. Shabdad. Shabdad means this is proved by the Shabda Pramana. All the sense organs, they sang Omkara. We should remember the story. All the sense organs, they sang Omkara. The very expression indicates that the prana is the chanter. All the sense organs, including prana, they sang Omkara. Means what? Prana is the chanter here of Omkara as per the context of the story. And in the Chandogya statement, what does it say? Pranam udgitam upasan chakrire. Chakshuhu udgitam upasan chakrire. That's what it says. Here prana is Omkara and chakshuhu is Omkara and not the chanter. Both are Omkara itself. Pranam udgitam upasan chakrire. Chakshuhu udgitam upasan chakrire. So in one, prana is Omkara and in the other, prana is the chanter. Iti chet na, the refutation by the Purvapakshi. If you say so, it is not true. Avisheshat, why? Non-distinction, which means similarities are there. There is no distinction at all. There is similarities are there. You focus on one dissimilarity alone and you ignore many similarities. Only one dissimilarity is there. Meaning what? In one case, it is chanted, another is chanting. So dissimilarities, you ignore many similarities. Therefore, our conclusions are identical and this is Purvapakshi's conclusion. Now let us go to the next sutra. Nava prakarana bhedat parovariyaha tvadivat. Parovariyatvadivat nava prakarana bhedat. So the objection raised in the previous sutra that is being refuted here. This sutra is a Siddhanta sutra. First, let us do the general analysis of the sutra. Here Siddhanti says, I am aware of these similarities, and still he says that the dissimilarity is in the very nature of Upasya Devata itself. There also, the description of the Devata is significance and not the story. Don't worry about the story part. Significance of the Devata is important, that is significant. If you study the very development, as he said, all the Devatas approached the organs and asked them to chant Samagana. And they ultimately came to the conclusion that prana could not be attacked, and it was proved that prana is the fittest priest to chant Udgita mantra. This is from the story. And not only Omkara is priest who can chant Omkara, and he is the Udghata priest who can chant all the other mantras also. This is the type of meditation prescribed in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Yeshavu va Udgitaha prano va ut pranena hidagum sarvam uttabdham vageva geetochem geeta chetisa udgitaha. This indeed also is Udgita only. Udgita, the vital force that is indeed ut prana, that is ut. Ut means the raised voice. For all this is held aloft by the vital force, the prana, and speech alone is Gitam. So this is Udgita. Vageva Gita here, because it is Ud and Gita. That is what the Brihadaranyaka mantra says. And if you see this mantra in Chandogya, in the first section and in the first mantra, it says, the very beginning of Chandogya, it says, the Samaveda Omkara is the ideal symbol to invoke any Devata, it says. Omit yetat aksharam udgitam upasita. Omiti hi udghatayati. Tasya upavyakyanam. That is going to be enumerated. Vyakyanam is going to be done. That is how the Samaveda, the first chapter starts. So Om is the closest word to Brahman. Omiti yetat aksharam udgitam upasita. Recite this Om as if you are worshipping Brahman himself. That is, treat this Om Pranava as the symbol of Brahman and concentrate on the idea of their oneness. That is, Om, the Pranava and Brahman are one and the same. How to recite it and all is going to be explained. Tasya upavyakyana. It is going to be done. That's what says the mantra says. So Udgita is the best symbol, and the uniqueness of the symbol is what? Because it lends itself for the invocation of any deity. Any deity can be done upasana using this Omkara. Normally, in the Upanishadic portions, particular symbol is associated with a particular Devata. But Omkara is alambanam for several deities. Alambanam means symbol. Omkara is alambanam for several deities. And in all the upasanas, Omkara is a common symbol. This is Chandogya development. And in the list of various deities invoked, one deity invoked is Prana Devata itself. That means Omkara is to be visualized as Shuddha Prana as per Chandogya. Here Prana is the priest, and in Brihadaranyaka, Prana is the very chanting itself. How can you equate both? That is the question. If you equate these upasanas, naturally, the attribute will have to be combined to make it to one upasana. Upasamhara and all I mentioned earlier. You will not be able to combine because the attributes in both are mutually exclusive. If one is the chanter, it cannot be chanted. The chanter cannot be chanted. If it is the chanted, it cannot be the chanter. Therefore, our argument is what? Because descriptions are different, and because the descriptions are mutually exclusive also, you have to see the essential non-difference. And then only you should come to a conclusion. That is our argument. And he gives an example in this regard also. This Parovariya Ishwara Upasana occurs in the mantra 1.9.2 of Chandogya, first chapter, 9th section, second mantra. There it says, Sa Yesha Parovariyan Udgitaha Sa yesho anantaha parovariyo hasya bhavati parovariyasoha lokanjayati ఏతద్ ఏవం విద్వాన్ పరోవరీయాగంసం ఉద్గీతం ఉపాస్తే. దిస్ ఇస్ ద జనరల్ అర్థం. సో దిస్ ఇస్ ఆల్రెడీ టోల్డ్ పరోవరి ఈశ్వర. నౌ లెట్ అస్ కమ్ టు ది రన్నింగ్ మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది సూత్ర. ది సూత్ర ఈస్ నవ ప్రకరణ భేదాత్ పరోవరీయ త్వాధిపత్ పరోవరీయత్వాధిపత్ నవ ప్రకరణ భేదాత్ నవ నవ మీన్స్ ద టూ ప్రాణ ఉపాసనాస్ ఆర్ నాట్ అట్ ఆల్ ద సేమ్. వై ప్రకరణ భేదాత్ సిన్స్ ది ఇంట్రొడక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ద టూ టాపిక్స్ ఆర్ డిఫరెంట్. పరోవరియత్వాధిపత్ లైక్ పరోవరియ ఈశ్వర ఉపాసన. దిస్ ఇస్ ద ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. నవ ఐ విల్ గివ్ ద సిగ్నిఫికెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద వర్డ్స్. నవ means these two upasanas cannot be identical in spite of numerous similarities quoted by the Purvapakshi. And the reason for this is what? Prakarana Veda. The very introduction of the two upasanas, this determines the very nature of prana to be meditated. That very nature of prana is different. In the introduction, we find that devas approached the organs and requested them to chant Omkara to keep themselves from the evil forces of asuras. And it is seen that the devas were weaker and the asuras were stronger within the body. Thus, each organ is the chanter and not the chanted. And then the next word is parovariyan, parovariyatvadivada. One of the glories of the Lord, that is paraha, paraha, the supreme, the Lord, and then variyatvam, that refers to the glory. Both in terms of dimension and size, and also quality. The greatest is Bhagavan. So pranaha refers to the greatness in terms of size, sarvagatvam, and gunaha, qualities. Regarding the quality or glory, glory-wise also, Bhagavan is the greatest. That is variyam, variyaha. That Ishvara Upasana is talked about in Chandogya 1.9.2. And if you study that, the meaning of that also will be clear. స ఏష పరోవరీయాన్ ఉద్గీత స ఏషోనంత పరోవరియో హాస్య భవతి పరోవరీయసో హలోకాంజయతి ఏతదేవం విద్వాన్ పరోవరీయాగుంసం ఉద్గీతం ఉపాస్తే. సో ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్ హియర్ ఆల్సో సిమిలారిటీస్ ఇన్ ద స్టోరీ షుడ్ నాట్ బి టేకన్ సీరియస్లీ. Now let us go to the third. So only the dissimilarity is the one which is the deciding factor here. Chanter and chanted. Now let us go to the third and the final sutra of this adhikarana. Sanyatas chetu taduktam astitu tadapi. Sanyatas chetu taduktam astitu tadapi. Eighth sutra, third pada, third chapter, 367th running Brahma Sutra. Here an argument against the preceding sutra is refuted. And in this sutra, the first portion is objection by the Purvapakshi, and then Siddhanta answers. Now let us see the general analysis of this sutra. Before, the Purvapakshi raised an objection that the two upasanas are one because of the various similarities we saw in the previous sutra. And our answer was what? Many similarities are non-essential, and the dissimilarity, that one alone is essential, and hence the two upasanas are different. That is how we argued that. And there are four factors that we know. Result is one of the two upasanas. I mentioned this yesterday. Then injunction or the commandment, another one. Third factor is the name of the two upasanas. And the fourth factor is upase devata, the deity of the two upasanas. So it is the four factors. If the four factors are identical, then the two upasanas can be taken as identical. And the Purvapakshi now says that Nama Aikyam, both have the same name, is there, that both are Prana Upasanas. Nama Aikyam is there. Prana is associated with Omkara. Samaveda Omkara is called Udgita. So in both Upasanas, Prana is associated with Udgita, and both are called Udgita Vidya. Therefore, Nama Aikyam is there. Not only Nama Aikyam is there, Purvapakshi also says the fourth factor called Devata Aikyam. Pranadevata Aikyam is also there in both. And the Siddhadin says, even though name and deity are identical, the description of prana is different between the two upasanas. They are different in such a way that they cannot be combined. If you want to bring the rule of combination, you cannot do this. the combination is not possible in this case for the reasons we just said. Then Vyasacharya says, has not been explained earlier here, he says, and he gives two other upasanas in support of his statement. The two upasanas have the same name and the deities are also identical. Yet we have said they are different. And what are the two upasanas? One he takes from Chandogya Upanishad, first chapter, sixth section, and first chapter, seventh section. And in this topic, the Ishwara Upasana upon Udgita Omkara, the one occurring in Samaveda, that is Udgita Omkara occurring in Samaveda, that is what Ishwara Upasana is done on that. And because it is Ishwara Upasana upon Omkara symbol, this Upasana, this Upanishad is called, this Upasana is called Udgita Upasana. And the deity is Ishwara, the Lord himself. And there is another Upasana in Chandogya elsewhere, that is in section 1.9, first chapter, ninth section, where Ishwara Upasana is prescribed upon Udgita Omkara. Since the Alambanam used the same, Alambanam means symbol, used the same, it is also named Udgita Upasana. So in these two Upasanas, name is common, deity is also common. And in spite of this, we treat both are different Upasanas. Why? The reason for this is the description of Ishwara is different in both the cases. The descriptions are such that they cannot be combined and made into one Upasana. In Chandogya Upanishad, Ishwara is described as Akshi Aditya Gata Hiranmaya Purushaha. We are going to read that mantra. Akshi Aditya Gata Hiranmaya Purushaha. Hiranmaya Purushaha means the shining God. Not only the Lord is shining, and is shining in the brilliance of the sun and the eye. Both the sun and eye, sun means Suryadevata, sun and eye are called the light. And both are required for seeing an object. You need light also, you need eye also to see an object. And not only the brilliance is pointed out, but also the Upanishad describes that the Lord has the body which is of golden color, Hiranmaya Purushaha. This is to be imagined as the rays of sun. They are taken as golden hair of the Lord. And also, it is the description of the personal God also. In Chandogya Upanishad, the Upasana is part of Sandhyavandana Karma. Tasya yatha kapyasam pundarikam evam akshini tasyoditi namam sa yesha sarvebhyaha papmasyam uditam udeti havai sarvebhyaha papmabhyom ya evam veda. His eyes are like lotuses, tasya yata kapyasam pundarikam lotus, blossomed by the lotus flowers by the sun. He is called Ut. Name is Ut. Ut because he is above all weakness. No weakness at all. He who knows this truth is also above all weakness. That's what this mantra says. This is Chandogya Upanishad mantra. And the same Chandogya in 1.9.2 also Ishwara Upasana is given there that we read. Ishwara is imagined to be the all-pervading Akasha. It is described as Parovariyan. Paraha means Parimana Uttama. So there is precise quality wise also it is great as Variyan. Therefore God is Parovariyan. It is not a personal God. The formless all-pervading God is described in 1.9. And description is given in the 1.6 of Chandogya that we read also. Therefore, we take these two upasanas as separate upasanas. One is all-pervading, another is a personal God. In the same way, prana upasana is different, even though the names are identical. Now let us go to the word analysis of the sutra. Sanyatascheta taduktam astitu tadapi. Eighth mantra. Eighth Sutra, third Pada, third chapter, 367th Ranitam Sutra. Sanyataha, due to the identity of the names, the two upasanas are same. Siddhanta answers, Idichet, if this is your contention, Tathe, it has been answered in the previous Sutra. Identical name is there, Api, even then, for different upasanas. Now we will see the significance of the words. Sanyataha means because of the uncommon common name for both the prana upasanas. Tathe, because of the common name, the upasana must be identical based on the view taken in the first adhikara. Commonality, similarities. Chet, that has been answered in the previous sutra. Incidentally, The two upasanas are analyzed in the Brihadaranyaka itself. In the Brahma Sutra itself, actually, we have seen it. In Brahma Sutra, in the first chapter, that is first adhyaya, first section, 20th adhikaran, that is called Antaradhikaranam, and the Parovariya Akasha Rupena Ishwara Upasana is given there. And in the 22nd sutra, Akasha Adhikarana, that also was given there. From this, we have seen this in Brahma Sutra earlier, the first chapter. From this, our condition is what? The identity of name is not the main factor to determine the identity of the upasanas. The names are same, doesn't matter, they are identical. Name of the upasana cannot be taken as primary factor to decide the upasana's relationship with each other. Name is not the compelling factor to come to the conclusion. With this, the third adhikaranam is also over. Let us go to the fourth adhikaranam. Vyapti adhikaranam. Vyaptecha samanjasa. Ninth sutra, third pada, third chapter, 368 running Brahma Sutra. Here the sutra 7 that we read earlier is elaborated. It's a small adhikarana with only one sutra. Here a technical or grammatical aspect of shastra is analyzed. And the discussion is based on the first mantra, first section, first chapter of Chandogya. We already read. Om ityetat aksharam udgitam upasitam. Om itihi udgatayati udgayati tasyam upavyakhyanam. We already read that. May a person meditate upon the syllable om. The Udgita. That is the meaning of this mantra. And the conclusion here is, the word Udgita and Om are put in opposition. Opposition means not opposition, apposition. A, first letter is A. We have seen this apposition, this word we have used earlier. And the Udgita is Omkara that occurs in opposition carrying the same meaning. For example, if I give an example, you'll understand what is opposition. If you take Rama, Rama is the name of Rama. And he is also son of Dasharatha. Let us say Rama, son of Dasharatha, went to forest. So son of Dasharatha is opposition. In Sanskrit, when two words are in opposition, it should agree in the case, in the number, and in the gender. In all of them. This oppositional usage is called Samanadhikaranyam. That is the word for this. This topic is extremely important for Advaitins. Lots have been written on the Samanadhikaranyam. All Mahavakyas are Samanadhikaranyam Vakyas only. Naturally, the Shastra analyzes and says that there are four types of Samanadhikaranyam. And Shankaracharya talks about four types of oppositional usage. And what are those four? Adhyasa Samanadhikaranyam, wherein the two words are used in Samanadhikaranyam, even though they are different. This is, for example, the snake and rope example. Here, this refers to the object in front, which is a rope, and snake refers to another object, which is not there, and the two, rope and snake, are taken as though one and the same, and we use the expression, I am Sarpaha, by looking at this rope, we say, I am Sarpaha. Here, there are two types. One is deliberate one, and the other is erroneous one. It is a wrong perception born out of ignorance. But when one looks at a stone and says it is Lord, you pray, offer naivedyam, all that you do, you look upon an achetana vigraha as chetana devata. This is Ganapati, Haridra Bimbaha, Ganeshaha. Here one is taken for another, and here deliberate mistake is committed for the sake of puja or upasana. In the same way, one disrespects the flag of a nation, let us say, then one disrespects the nation itself. So this is called Adhyasam Samanadhikaranyam. Then the second one is called Apavada Samanadhikaranyam. Actually, I have discussed all that in the Brihadaranyaka discussion. But anyway, here you refer to erroneous object wrongly seen as a snake, the rope. You correct the mistake, the snake. What you saw is the rope. Snake is the rope. From the context, you should know that the snake is rope. In corrective Samanadhikaranam, the first one is replaced by the second one. I displace the snake and replace it with rope. So when the Shastra says for Brahmarpanam, then the world is God, it says all that. The Upanishad conveys Brahmarpanam, Brahmahavi, Brahmagno, Brahmanahutam. So the entire world is God, everything is God. The The Upanishad conveys that you see as world is mistaken vision, and there is no world, but there is only God. So whatever is God and what is God, that is often said. So the very same God, the person sees as the world. This is called apavada samanadhikaranya. And this is displacement samanadhikaranyam. And the third one is aikya samanadhikaranyam. This is most common when two things which are different are superficially different are revealed as one. I will take only a couple of minutes. This is called aikya samanadhikaranyam. There are 1,000 names for the Lord, and they all indicate the same Vishnu. This is aikya samanadhikaranyam. All ashtotra, sahasranamas, they are all aikya samanadhikaranyam with many words but revealing only one deity. Tattvamasi also indicates that tat as also tvam indicate Bhagavan only. And the fourth one is where one is adjective and the other is a noun. For example, if you take a mango tree is apposition and it is samanadhikaranyam. How? The visheshana word is specifying the object among the group of objects. When I say mango tree, the word tree refers to general group of trees. And mango refers to the specific tree. Without mango, it is a general tree. And with the mention of mango, it becomes a specific tree. So specific and general are shown here, and it is called vishesha samanadhikaranya. May one meditate upon Udgita Omkara. Here Udgita and Omkara are in Samanadhikaranyam, and now the doubt is which Samanadhikaranyam we see in Udgita Omkara. And the answer is given in this Adhikaranam. Here is the fourth type of Visheshana, Visheshabhava Samanadhikaranam, which we will see in the next class. Yo Veda Dauswara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Tasya Prakatilina Seya Parasamaheshwaraha Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ओम शांति 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 श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम श्री कृष्णार्पणमस्तु नमः